Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit WOWForBusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to those state employment numbers, Dave.
I bookmarked them on my computer. I'm going to hold on to those. I'm going to compare them. I'm going to go back and compare them, honestly, per capita to Tennessee, Texas, and Florida. And I picked those because, A, their economies are doing well, but we're actually connected to Florida. Like, they touch us.
Right.
Texas is a port state.
Show me
with
on the,
energy resources.
Show me on the doll where Florida touched you.
Well, you know what it looks like. There's a reason Florida's shaped that way. And then I want to compare it to Tennessee because we also touched Tennessee. And I don't want to hear that Tennessee and Florida have these baked-in advantages we can't have. Because we've got deep water ports. We're going to have an even deeper water port. We've got deep water ports and rivers, though. We've got a great rail system. We have a great interstate system crisscrossing this area. We have natural gas. We have oil. We have coal. We have timber. My God, we have more timber than you can shake a stick at. Drive from here to Mobile and tell me we're about to run out of trees in this point. You don't pass anything but pine trees from here to Mobile.
That's right. More trees than people.
We've got multiple military bases. We got Anniston, Huntsville has one.
Redstone Arsenal. We got
Enterprise, Maxwell.
Yep. Fort Irwin.
We got two.
Maxwell Gunner.
Two decently well-known national-type doctoral universities.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of great regional universities that are extremely well-known and very good. You know, UNA is a great school. UAH, UAB. I mean, UAB is a world-class institution.
I had a I had a doctor tell me that...
Troy? I mean, Troy's one of the best-known international schools in the country.
I had a doctor at UAB tell me that when he came down here, he came from Harvard, and a lot of, you know, his people were like, you're going where to do what? You know, in the 80s,
yeah.
Like late 80s. And then now, he said he gets people, you know, now he gets calls from everywhere around the country going, hey, man, can I come work for y'all at UAB?
Yeah.
Like, that place sounds pretty awesome.
UAB's an amazing. So, I mean, we've got the advantages.
We have all the advantages.
Why are we not doing it? That's what I'm just, I don't understand. And I want to go back and compare, and I may do it by tomorrow. I'm going to go back and compare per capita, because I know Texas is larger than we are, and I know Florida's larger than we are. Tennessee's slightly larger than we are. Becoming increasingly larger daily, because people are actually moving and they're moving from here. And here's the thing, too. Look at the labor participation number. January 2009, our labor force was 2.17 million. January of 2019, 2.2 million. Only 30,000 people more.
Yeah.
We've only added 30,000 people to our labor pool in 10 years?
Sheesh.
That's big. That's a bigger problem than the other one.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's time. Everybody looked around the room and said, Greg Canfield's a nice guy, a great guy to drink a beer with, you know, big gregarious teddy bear looking guy, knows how to party, loves to hand out that contract money to insiders. But maybe he's past his prime as an economic developer, and it's time to look for somebody else who's shown that he knows how to, or she knows how to get it done on the national level. This is an interesting story to me. This is up from Decatur. Decatur looks for ways to ban guns from Point Mallard. You ever been to Point Mallard? I've been there. Have you been
there? I've been there, yeah.
Cool little water park.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea the city owned it, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, the state law doesn't allow them to ban guns from a water park, which is fine. But they're wanting to pass a law to allow them to ban guns, and a lot of people are saying, ooh, you're walking down a slippery slope. I think all they have to do, though, because I think cities can ban guns from certain areas if they control access, like limit you to one or two access points.
Right.
And go through security when you go in.
Right.
They have to basically be control. They got to make sure nobody has a gun.
Correct.
Not just that they tell law abiding citizens.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So if I'm going to follow the rules, we need to make sure everybody else is following the rules.
Right.
And that's how it works.
I mean, which is how it should work, you know, everywhere, for everything.
It's a great headline. Thousands of Alabama students enroll without vaccine records. So I'm looking at this story. Thousands of students enrolled in school last year without immunization forms required by state law designed to prevent outbreaks of serious illnesses among school children, according to data from the Alabama Department of Public Health. 38 schools statewide had numbers showing at least 10% of students enrolled without any record of vaccination. 9 of them were in Birmingham, 12 were in Mobile County. So I'm assuming everyone in Birmingham and Mobile are dead.
They are.
They all have to be dead. Because here we have students enrolled in school without vaccination records. Clearly, they're all dead. And then I see this story, this headline pop up. Yahoo News. New study out. I want you to listen very carefully to what this study says. Very, very carefully. And then ask yourself why some parents might opt not to vaccinate their children. Listen to this headline very carefully. DTP vaccine. This is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. They all sound very devastating.
Pertussis.
DTP vaccine associated with increased rate of total mortality. It's not just an increase. Listen to this. Dr. Abey's recent study, the first ever naturally randomized comparison of mortality between children receiving DTP and those that are unvaccinated, found children vaccinated with DTP were 10 times more likely to die in the first 6 months of life than those who were unvaccinated. You might not get the whooping cough, but you're 10 times more likely to die.
Well,
Guys? I've never heard this before. You know, every government is trying to up vaccination rates. Every school system trying to up vaccination rates. Every health insurance plan trying to up vaccination rates. I'm going to read that sentence again. This recent study, the first ever, first, meaning it's never been done before. So when you have new studies, you either try to replicate it or change your public health policy in response to it. The recent study, the first ever naturally randomized comparison of mortality, meaning death, between children receiving DTP vaccination and those that are unvaccinated. Conventional wisdom would tell you that the unvaccinated population has a higher infant mortality rate. They'll be the ones that die because they're going to get all these diseases. And when you get all these diseases, they're going to kill you, right? The recent study, the first ever naturally randomized comparison of mortality, death rates between children receiving DTP and those that are unvaccinated, found that children vaccinated with DTP were 10 times more likely to die in the first 6 months of life than the unvaccinated. I want to go back and read this headline again at AL.com. Thousands of Alabama students enroll without vaccine records.
Mm-hmm.
You know why some people don't want to vaccinate their kids?
Why, though?
They don't want them to have a 10 times higher likelihood of death in the first 6 months of life.
Is that why?
You know the hoops you have to go through to get an exemption? And some state lawmakers want to take the exemption away.
Mm-hmm.
They want to tell you that you don't know how to handle your children. 10 times more likely to die. The United States has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the entire industrialized world. We also require more vaccines in infants than the rest of the industrialized world, including most children get a vaccination for hepatitis B, which is a sexually transmitted disease, on the day they're born.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had any of my one-day-olds engage in sexual activity.
Hmm.
They usually just lay there and crap on themselves. Cry a little bit when they get hungry. I've never seen one out manhunting at a bar. Ten times more likely to die. That's just, it's first ever. It might not be replicated. Might not be able to do it again. But there's something wrong with our national vaccine strategy. There's something very, very wrong with our national vaccine strategy. I'm not saying don't go get vaccines. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying stop shaming people who ask questions about vaccines. Understand that they're doing the same thing you're doing, which is trying to raise their children as healthy as possible and keep them alive. And understand that in a world filled with fake news and tough to track down studies and governments who are self-interested and don't have the interest of the individual child at heart, that sometimes parents come to a different conclusion than you do on some of these issues. Some of them, don't shame the non-vaccine parents. Don't shame the vaccination parents. Let them go get vaccinated. They're trying to raise their kids the best they know how. Parents that want to get their kids vaccinated, don't shame the non-vaccinated. They're trying their best to do it. They're trying their best to keep their kid alive. I read a study the other day. I don't have it in front of me. I could find it. I read a study the other day that talked about vaccination and type 1 diabetes. And it basically cited over and over and over where type 1 diabetes has basically been proven to be a greatly elevated risk among the vaccinated. As well as asthma and allergies and other things. And these are not minor complications. I mean, I have 3 or 4 kids who are asthmatic. I'm asthmatic. Mm-hmm. To use these machines on a daily basis to keep them alive. Mm-hmm. Keep their lungs open so they can breathe. And when they get sick, it's scary. And you think about how to take them to the hospital. Type 1 diabetics are basically
confined for the rest of their life to carry needles and pumps and all this stuff around forever. Now, they're alive. They didn't get whooping cough. They didn't get tetanus, which nobody gets. It's almost impossible to get tetanus, by the way. The fact that we're vaccinated for it is the stupidest thing ever. They didn't get measles. They didn't have a rash for a week. But they spend the rest of their life hooked to insulin at $300, $400, $500, $600, $800 a month. And if they don't get it, they spend their life, you know, yo-yoing between 40 blood sugar and 300 blood sugar. And I'm not sure which is worse. The occasional measles death? Or having an entire society where you can't bring peanut butter into a school because everybody's allergic to something? And people are having anaphylactic reactions and dying to peanut butter exposure. And people are hooked to insulin for the rest of their life. And they end up losing limbs and have heart disease and go blind. I'm sure a lot of those people would have rather gotten the measles once. Or the whooping cough. Or the flu. Hell, the flu is about the healthiest thing that can happen to you, by the way. Unless you're like close to death, the flu is almost the most important, almost the healthiest thing that can happen to you. A 3 or 4 day long fever of 103 degrees, are you kidding? You talk about cleaning out your whole body. It's like, it's amazing. It's wonderful for you. Absolutely amazing. 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. So stop shaming people who are doing their best to raise their kids the best way they know how. That's the lesson here. There is evidence to support the decisions on either side. It's up to you to decide which one you like and which one you want to do for your kids. Not up to some state legislator in Alabama. Not up to some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. Make your own decisions for your kids' own health care. And stop worrying about, well, it's going to make my little fragile junior over here who can't get vaccinations, he's going to be at risk. Well, you know what? Tell Junior to get the hell over it. Take care of your own kids. Don't vaccinate them because of some fragile junior over there. If you're worried about your kid getting diphtheria, go get him a DPT shot. If you're worried about your kid having a 10 times increased risk of death, don't get him one. That's up to you. It's not up to someone else. A long, long time. Oh, but then we'll trip it far. Wondering if I'm alive. There's been time. I see you down my road.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. HealthyPetsOnline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. Welcome back in 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. ASC Credit Union. Hey, man. We got all these other problems in the world. How about ASC Credit Union just giving you money just because they're nice, I guess. I don't know. It's a weird business model, but it works for them. You go open a checking account with them, and they start handing you money every now and then. There's terms and all that kind of stuff. You got to go there and find all that out. But it's called a Kasasa checking account, up to 4% APY. It's like a CD that pays more than any other CD around here that you can write checks out of and you can use a debit card on. You don't have to lock your money up for years at a time to get a good rate. You just take it to ASC Credit Union and say, give me a good rate. ASC Credit Union on, there's nine of them in the River Region. I was thinking the one on Perry Hill Road around the corner from the Blue Water Complex. Perry Hill Road, they got one out on Chantilly. They got one downtown the Capitol Complex. Prattville, Elmore County, Butler County, Clannon, up there in Clannon, Alabama. You guys have an ASC Credit Union up there as well. They got 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Find one. Ask them about the Kasasa checking account. Ask them. Say, hey, man, Baron told me I can make money with my checking account. How's that work? They'll tell you. They'll tell you all about it. I hate this commercial. A federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. Not the ASC commercial. I love that. This RectaCare?
Yeah, the one about...
No product should have the word recta in it.
Rectum.
This is on Fox News right now on the monitors. But it's a whole commercial full of butts. And then they go to an advanced hemorrhoid cream called RectaCare.
Rectum. Dang near killed them.
Golly. Is there some kind of standards we have in this country?
Nope.
That you can't say recta in a broadcast? Who's this? Eric, you're up.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
What you were talking about before, I totally agree that we shouldn't be told what kind of health care our children should have. And, you know, honestly, I don't believe the state has no business in family affairs, period. But that's just my take on it, and I would like to know what it would take to get you in the governor's seat so we could finally get something done here.
Take over a million votes, and that's going to cost probably $4 or $5 million.
Say $5 million bucks.
You got $5 million, Eric?
No, we just get enough people.
Hey,
and there's enough
now,
of us
now,
out here
now,
that listen to you.
Eric, but listen, knowing what you know about my positions, what do you think the globalists and the corporatists are going to do to keep me out of that seat?
Spend a lot more than that $5 million.
They'll spend more than that $5 million. They'll make stuff up about me. They'll file lawsuits. They'll file bar complaints. They'll file FCC complaints. They'll do anything they can to destroy my voice because they don't want me telling you that studies like this are coming out.
Well, my grandma always said, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
I got to have that $5 million, my man.
Well, you don't need no money if they're going to knock you out anyway. So, you got to sneak up from behind them and get them. So,
right, I'll try.
I'll take me, Baron.
Thank you. Your show's great.
Yeah, if you give me $5 million, Dave, Baron, and $5 million, I'll be governor. You put $5 million down, I'm governor.
Easily.
Governor Baron Coleman sounds really good, by the way.
Governor Coleman.
You know where Governor Coleman would be most efficient?
Where's that?
Not in signing laws and vetoing and that kind of stuff. Not in trying... appointments. You would never have met somebody who builds a political base the way I will through the appointment process. I'm just telling you right now, the appointment process is totally going to be about me.
Yeah.
I will really, really utilize the appointment process.
No, I'm going to be my own appointment secretary.
Yeah. Who are you going to hire? Me.
Venmo.
I take Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. I had a client one time try to say, I don't have any money. I got all this money in checking. I said, you got Venmo? You got Cash App? You got PayPal? Because I do.
Right,
I have it all.
Because I have it all.
I'll take money any way you can get
Square,
it to
Square. You can swipe your card.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'll go over to the restaurant across the street with your credit card and say, I'll let you keep 20% if you'll swipe his card for X amount. Here's a headline that's inflammatory out of the USA Today. Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate-based scam that nearly caused me to be murdered. Muck duck, Dave. This is by Janet Prawl Smith. Or excuse me, Jessica Prawl Smith. I know a Janet Smith, which is why that popped in my head. Op-ed via USA Today. I'll never forget the moment I learned we were on lockdown, says Jessica Smith in the USA Today. It was August 15, 2012. My frustration mingled with fear. Trapped on the sixth floor, we knew someone had been shot. We knew we couldn't leave yet. We knew little else. While I was missing my lunch, a crime scene played out in the office lobby below me. My coworker and friend Leo wasn't armed, but he'd played the quick-thinking and inadvertent hero, disarming a young man on a mission to kill me and as many of my colleagues as possible. The gunman had packed his backpack with ammo and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, later admitting that he'd planned to smear them on our lifeless faces as a political statement. Leo took a bullet in the arm, but managed to disarm and hold the attacker until law enforcement arrived. I wrote and edited for the Family Research Council, a public advocacy organization that promoted the principles I'd cared about since childhood, protecting the family, promoting the dignity of every human life, and advocating for religious liberty. Reads like a tagline. But it's also just what I believed in the way I chose to live my career with my convictions. Southern Poverty Law Center put him on a hate watch list. This guy read it, said, I'm going to kill some hateful people, and walked in there and started shooting people.
Wow.
It's a weird organization there, buddy. Weird organization. That's the headline in USA Today. I have to be careful how I cover this because I do have a pending lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center, by way of disclaimer. But I'm just reading you what's in the news. I'm not opining on this at all.
Right.
Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate-based scam that nearly caused me to be murdered. USA Today. Go look it up. I'm telling you, that's the kind of headline that makes you stop and wonder. Makes you stop and think. Chase Interiors. My man at Chase Interiors does such a good job. His name's Trey. I've known several listeners that have used Trey. And they talk about Chase Interiors and what they were able to do. Buddy of mine had a fist through his wall that had been there for like 10 years. And they tried to cover it up with this, cover it up with that. They even tried to spackle it themselves and try to make it look good. Saying, that never looks right. Called Chase Interiors. He said, you can never tell. You just can't even tell it was there. Came in, fixed it right, price was right, got in, got out, took not long at all, and they were on their way. Everything from a little job like that to maybe your whole ceiling crashed in because you had an AC water leak or a roof leak up in the upstairs. You could have any number of things. You know, you ever lay down at night and you look up and you wonder why you have those popcorn things on the ceiling? You don't have to. You don't have to. They're there to protect, to cover up bad drywall work. Drywall's hard to hang up like that. You can get that stuff filed away and the drywall work repaired and done correctly. Chase Interiors, have your place looking new, sleek, and modern in no time. 799-1502. 799-1502. Tell him you found out about him right here on News and Views. It's a play off the song, Found Out About You. Found out about Chase Interiors. That's how it goes. 799-1502. We'll be back. ChaseInteriors.com.
Yours and you were mine, forget it all. Is there a line that I could write? I sat
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher with optimism about the trade situation with China after President Trump said the U.S. and China are talking. RLS Tailored Brands, the parent company of Joseph A. Bank, Joseph Abboud, and Men's Warehouse, is selling its corporate apparel business for $62 million in cash. The buyer is a group of investors led by executives from its United Kingdom operation. Beyond Meat, the plant-based protein company, will be including its burgers in HelloFresh meal kits. It'll be in the Kraft Burger collection. Tiffany shares are higher. Last week, the jeweler revealed its first comprehensive jewelry collection for men. The strategy is to appeal to younger shoppers. And Lowe's is about to sell NFL-branded items in its home improvement stores. The items include chairs, grills, drinkware, pet collars, and holiday ornaments. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and a heat index near or above the 105 danger range. There'll be scattered random showers and thunderstorms in rather generous supply later today. Good luck on your rain chances. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s. A better than normal chance of those random showers and thunderstorms each day in the afternoon and evening hours. And not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Back in 37 minutes after 10.
That's slow.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Should you want to join the program, is 272-9228, 272-WACV. The special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week, I just got a copy of it in the old text machine moments ago. And when I tell you what this is,
it sounds.
You'll see why I'm going to eat at Midtown Pizza Kitchen 37 times this week.
Yes.
How about shrimp with capers, artichoke hearts, and a lemon white wine sauce over linguine? Mamma mia!
Madonna.
Shrimp and capers, artichoke hearts, and a lemon white wine sauce. Over linguine. That, my friends, is why you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and get the special. Get by there when you get a chance. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. When you get to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, check out the rest of the menu. I think they're dropping the new menu this week, maybe, or next week. New menu's amazing. The old menu's frankly spectacular. And while you're there, check out the award-winning pizza pies, the folded pies, the sandwiches, the salads, the appetizers. Might I recommend the cheese bread as a great way to start your lunch or dinner? Got great beers on tap. Wine list is amazing. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, when you get the Jonesing for good food. How about that? All right, I think we just about cleared out the Alabama stuff. It only took an hour
Alabama.
40. And I mentioned earlier that Trump was looking at buying Greenland. That's not a joke, by the way. Everybody's trying to make a joke out of it. He can't buy Greenland. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Wrong. What was it Francis Buckman said in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? My father said everything's negotiable. How about it's just about time we had a president that's looking for the bigger picture? You realize if you have Greenland, you own the rights to 900,000 square kilometers. 900,000 square kilometers of the Arctic Ocean that you can exploit. Now, I mean, that's a massive quantity of land right there. Massive, massive quantity of land right there. Harry Truman tried to buy it, or considered buying it, so this isn't exactly unheard of. Now, 80% of it's covered with ice, but as that ice melts, and it will because we are going into a warmer period, as that ice melts, that will expose even more resources that can be mined for American interest. This would be good for Denmark, who loses money every year on Greenland. This would be good for Greenland, who is a tragic government. There are about 50,000 sovereign citizens there, Greenlandians. And it would be good for the United States, because we would get all these resources. And you wouldn't have to fire a shot, wouldn't have to kill anybody. It's a great grab. And if it doesn't happen, say Greenland says, we don't want to be sold, or Denmark says, we're not selling it. And let's be clear, Denmark can totally sell it. It's a territory of theirs.
Right.
Everybody's acting like, Denmark can't sell Greenland. No, yeah, they can't. We could sell the Virgin Islands if we wanted to. We could sell Puerto Rico. We could sell those Samoas. We could sell Guam. If we ever fear that it's going to tip over, we'll sell it. Who was that?
The dude from Atlanta, the congressman, Hank, what's his name?
Hank Williams?
Hank Gathers. You remember Hank Gathers?
Yeah, of course.
Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fly basketball team.
Shot left-handed for him because he died. Yeah, they would ball. Was it Paul Westfeld?
I think that's who it was.
All just run and gun, just constantly.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah.
They score 140 a game.
It balled
and
out.
And lose.
Son. Yeah, and lose.
Did you ever see the highest scoring college game in history? It's on YouTube. I've watched it. Totally bonkers. Troy University.
I would say Troy, right? Yeah, I've seen this.
Troy University playing DeVry, maybe, or something?
It's DeVry of Atlanta, right?
And they went to Troy, and Troy's strategy was, every time you get the ball, take a three-point shot. Every time you get the ball, take a three-point shot. If you can clean up the rebound and get it in quickly, fine. If not, kick it out and take another three. But as soon as you get the ball, take a three-point shot. And they put 5 3-point shooters on the floor, and they scored like 270 points or something. I can't remember exactly how many they scored. If I'm Troy, I advertise that every single time I run an ad. Highest scoring game in history, Troy DeVry.
That's right.
Troy University right here in Alabama. 1992. The score was Troy Trojans 258, DeVry 141.
Clawed.
And they didn't even score for the first 54 seconds. They only had 15 points at the 3-minute mark. But they crossed 100 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And they didn't. So if you look at the box score, for example, of this game. Just the box score of this game. Troy Trojans. DeAndre Evans had 12 field goals. Jack Smith, 12. Andy Davis, 1. Tommy Davis, 9. Terry McCord, 16. I mean, on and on. Paul Bryan, 14. Brian Simpson, 13. They were 51 of 109 from three-point land. They took 109 three-pointers in 40 minutes. I love this. I watched it on YouTube. It's available in its entirety on YouTube, and it is absolutely bananas. They just couldn't stop scoring. Every time they got the ball, fling it down. They didn't even dribble. Pass, shoot. It's amazing. It's an execution clinic. How did we get there from Greenland? All right, let's backtrack. We got to Troy from Paul Westfeld, from Bo Kimble, from Hank Gathers. Guam.
Yeah, there you go.
He's
going to
tip over Guam.
That's right.
It's nonlinear thinking in this program, people. Nonlinear
Very much
thinking.
So.
44 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Hey, this is Suzelle.
Hey, Suzelle. I hadn't talked to you in a while. You buying Greenland?
Yeah, listen. It is a awesome thing to have a businessman in that White House. I mean, somebody, like you said, that can, you know, think outside the box, has America's best interests always at heart, and knows how to negotiate. And you watch, this China thing, it's going to end up in our favor.
Well, of course it is. Already going in our favor.
Yes, absolutely. You just got to know how to do that. And that's the reason why the liberals are so up in arms. Not only do they not know how to do it, but they don't even know how to get a job. So how are they going to know how to conduct business? So, let me ask you this. On a different subject, if I can. I don't know what your subjects are, but I just want to throw this out there and see if I'm the only one. And I figured your audience, because it's a very smart audience, and most of your audience are business people, and I know they're buyers, but this weekend, I had two incidents in which I was so frustrated because I'm being forced to go online in order to get coupons or discounts on purchases I'm buying. And I don't know, is it just me or does anybody else like dealing with brick and mortar or love brick and mortar, love dealing with people, like to be able to have my coupons so that I don't have to download 1,000 apps every time I want to buy something?
What are you talking? I'm so lost. What are you talking about?
I said I wanted to bring up a new subject. I'm just so frustrated at how everything is going online now to be able to buy in America. I mean, or anywhere for that fact. I just was wondering, is any of your
We live in the greatest country on God's green earth.
Yes, we do.
And it is an economic engine and powerhouse. You can order online anything you want and have it delivered to your house within 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to go into Walmart anymore. We get online, there's an app, and you can go aisle by aisle and say, ooh, I want that kind of cheese. Ooh, I want that kind of chips. Ooh, I need, you know, I haven't had this new tasty beverage. Have you had Body Armor beverage, by the way? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can get like 8 of them at Walmart for $6. It's totally genius. The greatest thing, real sugar, not corn syrup. It's called Body Armor. This is not an ad. It's just a plug. Shameless plug, because I want them to sell it, because I want them to keep stocking it. So go buy some Body Armor. The orange, whatever it's called, is whew, so good. But Suzelle, you can't complain. They're making it easier for you.
Yeah, but we're losing jobs like this. Everybody.
No, we're not. No. I'm not gonna entertain that. We're not losing jobs. You know what? Suzelle, hang with me. Suzelle, hang with me. I'm gonna tell you a story in under 2 minutes about the greatest job disruptor in the history of America. You know what it was? You know what the number one manufacturing job was in 1900?
Steel or manufacturing?
Pianos.
Pianos.
Every house had at least one, sometimes two pianos. Everybody had pianos. Everybody loved pianos. They were very labor intensive. Took a lot of people to buy them. They were very expensive, but they lasted a long time. And what you did for entertainment in the evenings after mm-hmm. dinner was you sat around the piano. Someone would play. Everybody knew how to play piano. Sat around. Someone would play piano, and you would sing. And along came the radio. And when the radio came along, the biggest job disruptor in history, because the number one manufacturing industry in America was pianos.
And now you can listen to the radio.
So what did you do after dinner? You didn't sit around and listen to the piano. You sat around and listened to the radio. So within 10 years, like 90% of all piano jobs were gone. Is there anybody pining away for the good old days of high piano labor? High piano employment. I mean, you can get a piano. We have a piano at our house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often it gets played?
Not much.
Yeah, once a year, twice a year. These technological revolutions, I'll give you another one. You know what one of the biggest job disruptors in history after the piano was? The automatic teller machine. See, the radio put piano makers out of business, and the ATM put bank tellers out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody upset about the lack of bank tellers in this world? No. You know what all those people that would have been bank tellers today are doing? Other things. This automation and this technological revolution, there is some pain associated with it, and there will be some people who lose their jobs from time to time. But in the long run, the country is better off with fewer piano makers and fewer tellers at the banks. They just are. You walk in now, there's one or two tellers at your bank branch, probably. There used to be eight. What are those other six people doing? They're not sitting at home starving to death, pining away for the days they could make $4 an hour as a bank teller, I promise you. And nor will the people be panic-stricken, sitting around wondering how they're going to replace the $8 an hour they were making running the boot machine at McDonald's or the boot machine at Walmart. So I appreciate your call, Suzelle, but I think your passion is misplaced. Whenever you're worried about automation, think of the piano worker and the bank teller, the two biggest job disruptors probably to ever hit the United States of America, the radio and the ATM. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
It's
our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes till the top of the hour. We're bopping our way through the program here. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. But we couldn't do it alone. We got to have an audience. Guys, the reason our audience listens is because they love the content. But while they're listening, they hear about great people like Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they respond. Lord have mercy, do they respond. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage does so much business with our radio audience here at News Talk, particularly on this program. And frankly, if you ever wonder, does advertising with Baron Coleman and Dave Mowry on News and Views really work, call Kim Williams and ask her. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell you what she's going to tell you. Just call her. 567-4223. Don't believe me. Believe our longest-running advertiser. She'll tell you. 567-4223. 567-4223. ALAHomeMortgage.com. But, Baron, I don't like talking on the phone. That's why we give you the website. That's why we give you the website. That way you can just go and plug it in and fill out the entire application online. It'll even save your progress as you go. So, you know, if you're on the can for just 5 minutes and you want to finish it later, you can. It just takes about 10 minutes. Total to fill it out online. Save you a phone call and more, and they'll get the information they need. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. 5 minutes now to the top of the hour. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Well, let me tell you, very interesting. I can tell you from Indiana, you know why? Because you talk about the piano industry. Are you from Indianapolis?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no wonder. I know you've heard of the Star Piano Company.
I have not. I'm not keen on Indiana in the turn of the 20th century.
But you were just talking about piano manufacturing. You don't know who in the hell the Star Piano Company is. You
never
need to
heard
do some
them.
Research on your hometown, sir.
I will do that.
Let me tell you about the Star Piano Company. I have two of their pianos there. There were a whole city block in downtown Indianapolis. And the maker of the best school pianos. All the high schools and colleges had them because they stayed in tune no matter what. Hot, cold, didn't matter. I have an 1895 star upright grand fully restored and a 1901 star upright grand fully restored that sound like a Steinway. Hmm. And they, of course, they're out of business, and they were obviously a super huge employer in Indianapolis. So Star Piano in your hometown is something you should be proud of. They're such good pianos, and they have such great deep tones.
I will check it out. I do not have a Star Piano.
I have three pianos in my living room.
Why? And are you a big pianist?
Duh. Who would collect 500-pound instruments that didn't play them? You'd be pretty damn stupid, wouldn't you?
Never know.
Are they uprights or are they...
what did I just say? You need to clean your ears. Star upright
easy,
grand.
Easy. Well,
I understand that, but I didn't know that they were all the same brand.
The Star Upright Grand, Star Piano Company, Indianapolis.
I hear you.
And I checked the serial numbers. That's why I have 1895. Now I have musical instruments from three centuries in my house.
I'm very proud of you. I'm proud to know you, Red Top. You make me happy every time you call. I smile.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I thank my piano teacher so much. Over 55 teachers came out of her career, which was, I was one of them. I used to teach at Forbes on the Eastern Boulevard. So let me, I know we're running close to the top of the hour. I want to agree with this lady about the stores and the warranties. I no longer buy warranties at Home Depot because I once had to go online and try to get my warranty. And I went to the manager and I said, shove it. It ain't worth it.
Okay.
If you got big old fingers like mine, doing a warranty on your cell phone ain't going to happen. So I don't buy warranties anymore. And there's a lot of people like me and her, all age groups, that don't want to deal with people that do stuff online anymore. So that is going to be a conflict. I agree there's technology is displacing some industries. But we're going to need people getting tired of it. I encourage the management at Home Depot to get people in there. And I raise hell if they don't have them. I'm sure you understand.
Why do you want more people wandering around Home Depot?
Well, it's a service industry. You got to have people at the registers to, when you have thousands of items that need to be looked at and scanned and judged and measured and all that, can't do that with the machine. So now they've tried to eliminate people, but they've got to have people.
Yeah. Well, in your industry, I'm sure they do. You're right.
Yes, they do. And so many have been displaced, but it was still so amusing. You hear talk about the piano industry because I knew you were from Indianapolis, and I said, damn it, I've got to tell this boy about the Star Piano Company.
I'm going to look it up. I know nothing about it.
I do feel
you
like...
You guys have a good morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I do feel like Home Depot doesn't necessarily need more people. They just need, like, three people that know what they're talking about.
You know, Home Depot, though, probably has... Holy mackerel, I'm looking at these Star Pianos.
Mm-hmm.
Not cheap. Holy mackerel. That's amazing.